Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Sudhi. I'm part of the Office Extensibility team. Today, I'm going to be doing a quick recap of Excel's web programmability surface and introduce you to some of the new features that we are adding to Excel APIs. At a high level, Excel offers two programmability models. One is the web add-ins, which essentially is a web application running within the Excel application. So this is ideal for building your solutions right to Excel application and let users interact with your solutions natively. And the good part of this option is that this will work across all the platforms where we support, such as Windows, Mac, online, and iOS devices. The second option is to use Microsoft Graph REST Endpoint. This is ideal for accessing your Excel workbooks through your cloud or mobile apps. Regardless of which solution you choose, we offer a rich set of APIs, and we are continually adding new solutions, new APIs along the way. For instance, we recently shipped Excel 1.4 API on Win32 Online and REST platforms. This includes named item rights, settings, and event management APIs using helpful promise-based syntax. These APIs are also going to be available on iOS and Mac in the coming weeks. We also have a ton of new APIs in the preview stage. This includes the custom XML parts, conditional formatting, and range and worksheet calculate. And a few other important additions such as workbook name, grid lines, tab color, text orientation, worksheet headings, new range functions, and freezing of rows and columns. Now, any APIs that we work on are the ones that we take up for design. We instantly post the design on the open specification branch of the repository shown here. I recommend that you go see and comment on what you like, don't like, or what's missing. That is important for your solution to work. Some of the upcoming features that we are working on includes data validation, styles, document properties, hyperlink support, chart API enhancements such as adding trend line, range copy, paste, and autofill functionality, as well as improved API events. Now, in addition to the APIs, we're also investing on making your getting started experience much more smoother. For instance, we introduced two command line tooling. One of them helps you bootstrap your add-in code itself. If you already have a web application and just need the manifest to integrate with Excel, you can do so using this tool. Once you created your add-in and you want to validate how well the solution works within Excel, you can validate the Excel manifest, which is a configuration file, using the second tool, which is the add-in validator tool. So we're continuing to make API additions as well as your getting started experience much smoother for Excel add-ins. Now let's talk about Microsoft Graph. Microsoft Graph enables you to access Office 365 productivity data, such as your messages, calendar invites, drive, and users information. Excel APIs are available right along the set, so you can integrate Excel right along with your Office 365 productivity application. Now, a quick recap of Excel REST. It is available through Microsoft Graph Endpoint. It works on open standards such as REST, JSON, and OAuth2. And it is designed for easy access to Excel objects and easy to read and write data from Excel. It allows you to remotely take advantage of Excel's calculation engine. Here, it shows a simple path. Basically, any path that gets you to an Excel file through the Drive API can be used to access the Excel workbook APIs. You simply tag along workbook segment, and along with that, you get an all-new set of API functionality. Now, currently, these APIs work for SharePoint document libraries, OneDrive for business. We're working on adding the same set of APIs for OneDrive for consumer platform as well. Now, let's look at a couple of demos. Okay. So I'm going to demonstrate demonstrate a sample add-in that allows you to access information that is in the cloud, but in the Excel's native environment. This is a sample add-in that goes to and fetches the Stack Overflow questions based on a tag and based on a start date that I'm going to select. Now it's going to go fetch the data from the cloud right into my work environment. This is a much more natural, insightful way of looking at the information rather than trying to analyze using the web pages. For instance, this goes and tells me what are the unanswered questions that I have and who authored them. I can click on the link and go to the question directly. I can go look at my own activities and some of the recent answered questions and who answered them. And more importantly, it goes and gives me the dashboard information or the charts that tells me how many questions are coming in, how we are answering, what is the accepted answer percentage ratio. So this is a much more natural way of bringing data that's in the cloud right into your native work environment and let Excel's calculation engine, chart engine, give you more insights into your data. Now, I'm going to show a couple of new APIs that we introduce using ScriptLab, which is an add-in that we introduced recently. And this allows you to write the code within the Excel add-in itself and execute natively. So the first one I'm going to show is to create named item. So named item creation was introduced as part of Excel 1.4. So I'm going to go ahead and execute this add-in. Which creates the named item from a formula. And the syntax for that is right here. So on the sheet, you can have collection access for the name collection access. And the add method was introduced as part of 1.4. Now the same add method is also available on the workbook, which means you can access workbook level named items. The next one I'm going to show is around event management APIs. You could already access event management APIs through the common API set, but with 1.4, now you can access through the promise-based syntax. For instance, here I'm going to go ahead and add an event handler for selection changed. Now here on the console, it says that the event handler added, and now when I change the selection, it notifies the add-in that the selection has changed. Now I can go ahead and add more event handlers. And anytime I change, all of those get notified. I can go ahead and remove all of them or one of the recently added event handler. In order to see how this was done, so on the workbook, we have these event types such as on selection changed, and we also have on data change and settings change events. And then on that, you can do an add on include your function that needs to be called as a callback function. And I'm going to show one more, which is to include creation and filtering of data on the table. Let's go ahead and create a table. Now this creates a table with category and product and amount information. I'm going to do a filter based on the amount, and it's going to filter out based on the amount which is less than a particular amount, such as 100. I can also clear the filters. So we have a ton of new samples included as part of this set. You can go and explore, and we'll continually add new API samples as and when the APIs get rolled out. Now, some of the useful information that I want to leave with you today is the Stack Overflow, the place where you want to ask all your questions and notify us any technical issues that you're facing. Do tag your questions with Office Shares or Microsoft Graph Tags. All the Excel extensibility documentation can be found in dev.office.com/excel. This includes both the add-in as well as the Microsoft Graph REST API documentation. The sample add-in used for today's demo is also shown here. I hope you explore the new APIs that we have added, and thank you for watching this video.